For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Later this month, Arkansas State University will host the national organization that manages efforts to increase the population of red wolves. The Red Wolf Species Survival Plan will hold a conference at the ASU System Office in Little Rock, July 23rd through the 25th. It's designed to talk about how to protect and breed red wolves that are in captivity. ASU System Vice President for Strategic Communications and Economic Development, Jeff Hankins, says the situation involving red wolves is dire.
There are about 200 red wolves in captivity, fewer than 30 of them in the wild in North Carolina. So it is really one of the most critically endangered species in the country, and the red wolf is native to the U.S. So we just made a commitment that for us, the red wolves obviously are our athletics mascot, but we saw an opportunity on the academic side for our biology department and wildlife ecology students to really have some extraordinary opportunities to work with red wolves to further their education and just have some really unique experiences while playing a big role in conservation as well.
Hankins says the meeting will bring together the ASU system, the Little Rock Zoo, and the Endangered Wolf Center near St. Louis to meet with each other and officials with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and how to combine educational, research, and communication efforts among local, state, and federal resources for increasing efforts. One of those local efforts would be a red wolves breeding facility in Jonesboro. A plan calls for such a facility at Craighead Forest Park in the future.
We think a red wolf breeding facility in Jonesboro really could be extraordinary. Not only would it be very positive for our students and faculty who work in the area of wildlife ecology, it would play a national role in the conservation of red wolves. And frankly, for Jonesboro and Northeast Arkansas, it would be a tourist destination. I mean, just think about how often do you get to go see in person one of the most endangered species and one that's as beautiful and large as a red wolf. We think it creates some really amazing opportunities.
He tells how the idea for a breeding facility in Jonesboro occurred.
I came up with the idea of reaching out to the city and considering Craighead Forest Park as a potential area because the setting would be amazing. A breeding center with an exhibit would be complementary to the Forest Wood Curly's Ridge Nature Center that the Game and Fish Commission already operates out at the park. So that way when school groups, when these elementary students are going to the park and going to the nature center, they could also go to this red wolf breeding center and understand the plight of the red wolf, understand what it means to be on the endangered species list, and the role that the red wolves play in the ecosystem and why we need them in the United States.
The effort to put a breeding facility in Jonesboro would have to include local support for the project, as well as private fundraising, sponsorships, and conservation grants in cooperation with the city of Jonesboro. This and other efforts will be discussed during the Survival Plan meeting in Little Rock, July 23rd through the 25th. I'm Jonathan Reeves, KASU News.